We were talking a little bit there about so-called Islamic State, but I do want to just repeat that there has been no claim of responsibility with this particular attack. Mina Alami is with BBC Monitoring and has been looking specifically at extremist activity online and this issue of responsibility. Good to have you back with us, Mina. What are you seeing?
Shortly after details of the attack or the incident emerged, IS supporters online seemed to launch a campaign of scaremongering, cheering the attack, posting words and posters that threatened more attack, not only in France but in other Western countries. And through their words, it appeared that they believed that IS was behind the attack, or at least was responsible for inspiring it. However, they've stopped short of attributing it to the group, and some of them said that they are waiting for confirmation.
Interesting you use that word, inspiring the attack, because there is a magazine called Inspire that we have talked about previously that is published by Islamic extremists. Tell us a little bit, because apparently this tactic of using something like a lorry was put forward previously.
Absolutely. First of all, IS has long been calling for attacks using vehicles to run over people, especially in crowded places. And its spokesman has called for that, among other tactics, to be used for people in the West who don't have access to weapons or bombs, etc. So this, for them, is an easy method. However, this tactic was identified even before IS by Al-Qaeda through its English magazine Inspire, which really offers guidance, know-how about how to carry out individual lone wolf attacks. And in its edition of 2010, it had actually the headline "Ultimate Mowing Machine," referring to vehicles as ultimate mowing machines, where you could use to cause maximum casualties. Again, recommending they be used in crowded places. So this is both IS and Al Qaeda have called for this same tactic.
Mina Alami, thank you very much. BBC Monitoring, that takes a look at the world's media, bringing us those details to Outside Source.